We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 10 minutes past 3 on this Saturday. News Talk, K3OWCCO. Hard to believe the end of January already in sight. We'll have a virtual Twins Fest coming up next Saturday. We'll have more on that. You can go to the Twins website, twinsbaseball.com, to find out more. We got a lot of great stuff. You'll hear some of it on the radio next Saturday. Dave Lee's going to be involved. Dick Bramer on the television side. Corey Provost, Dan Gladden. Corey Hepala, Chad Hartman will all be part of the proceedings next Saturday as we bring you a virtual Twins Fest here in 2021. And before you know it, pitchers and catchers will report to spring training down in Florida and Arizona, and we'll be on our way to a 2021 baseball season. And some big news for the Minnesota Twins on the Major League side. We'll talk about not only Twins Fest in more details, but they signed Jay Happ to join the pitching rotation. But the minor league staff assignments came out, and a familiar name to Twins fans, Toby Gardenhire, got his assignment, and he'll be the new manager of the AAA St. Paul Saints at CHS Field, and Toby joins us on the line. Toby, congrats.
Thank you very much. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and big news. When did you find out for sure that you were going to get the gig?
Well, you know, this last summer, I was supposed to be the AAA manager up in Rochester last summer, and then obviously, we didn't have a season, so I was up in St. Paul all summer working with the alternate site team and everything. So we had a pretty good idea they were going to be able to make it work with the Saints, and then they just announced all the stuff last week. So haven't known too long, but we knew it was going to happen. So I've been pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and Toby, a long history with the Twins organization as a player and now a manager, and here you are at the AAA level. As you pointed out, it was supposed to be a AAA managerial debut in 2020. That didn't happen because of COVID-19, but here you go, and once again, climbing the ladder.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate. I've had some really good players and some really good teams and a lot of really good coaches around me the last few years. And, I've been fortunate to move up the ladder. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and when you were a player, is this a direction? Did you want to stay in the game and knew that at some point you wanted to manage?
Yeah, I knew when I was a player, obviously every player's dream is to make it up to the big league. So when that didn't happen for me, I knew I was going to wanted to get into coaching or something to stay in the game because, I've been in baseball for my whole life, so I just really couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah, and certainly your dad had a long career in the game. And was it a goal of yours to follow in his footsteps?
I don't know if I'd say that. I don't know if I'd say it was a goal to follow in his footsteps or anything. Me and him talk baseball all the time, and I grew up at the ballpark when he was, when he was coaching and managing with the Twins. So, I think I feel really fortunate that the Twins gave me an opportunity to coach. I didn't know it was going to happen that way. I would have just been happy to put on a uniform for anybody. But, the fact that I'm working for the Twins is a pretty cool deal since my dad was here for so long.
Well, in the fact that you were going to go to Rochester, and I'm sure that would have been fine because you spent a lot of time in towns in the minor leagues in your career, but to be able to manage in St. Paul here in the Twin Cities in the AAA Saints, that's got to be ideal, Toby.
It is pretty ideal. I mean, I grew up in Minnesota when my dad was coaching up there, so I went to Roseville High School, which is right down the street from the ballpark there in St. Paul, so You know, I know the area really well. And when thinking about possibly getting with the Saints, you know, I started thinking about how it'd be pretty neat to be able to go back home and, you know, manage in front of a bunch of friends, family, and stuff like that. It's going to be a very unique, very, very neat opportunity for me.
Now, you spent a lot of time at CHS Field, of course, the alternate site for the Minnesota Twins. You got very familiar with the personnel at the AAA level and very familiar with the major league players. Number one, let's start with the facility. I've had an opportunity to do some ball games over there, some high school games, that sort of thing. CHS Field is top-notch.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it really is. They did a heck of a job when they put that ballpark together. You know, when they put it down there, downtown St. Paul, I knew it was going to be really, really nice. And getting a chance to work there this summer, you know, seeing the guys, you know, hit and everything in that ballpark is a lot of fun. Nice. And getting a chance to work there this summer, you know, seeing the guys, you know, hit and everything in that ballpark is a lot of fun. That's a really nice place. We're pretty lucky to have a place like that to play.
And then, of course, the proximity to the Major League Club, just down 94, is going to have huge, huge advantages, not only to be able to communicate with the Twins front office, but the Twins manager, Rod Cobaldelli, and the coaching staff.
Yeah, 100%. You know, that's for the Twins, this could not have worked out better to be with St. Paul. You know, I mean, if we have to send guys up from AAA to the big leagues now, you know, we just send them right across the street. When we were in Rochester, you know, we had to get those guys on a 6 o'clock in the morning plane flight. Otherwise, they were not going to make it to Minnesota in time for a game. And now, you know, I mean, they could call me before I make my lineup or right before the game, and I could take somebody out of the lineup, send them across the street, and they could be in the game. So it has huge advantages for the Twins. It's a pretty neat deal for them.
Now give us a sense, how much communication is there wherever you are managing in the minor leagues along the way between the big club and the minor leagues? Is it a day in, day out thing? Is it a constant communication on what's going on with the kids, especially in the lower minor leagues?
It is. You know, we communicate. Rocco's a really good communicator. Obviously, he's a great guy, and he's a really good person to work with. He'd call me when I was in A ball managing and ask me about the prospects and ask me about how guys were doing. And in Fort Myers, you know, we'd have some rehab guys that would come down there from the big league team and play with us. And, so I would be in pretty constant communication with those guys in the big leagues to make sure that those guys were getting what they needed. So our big league staff does a really good job of communicating things through. And I'm lucky because I've been around them. Last year I got a chance to, you know, sit in the major league dugout for a few weeks there towards the end of the season in the playoffs and everything. So I got to know that staff pretty well, and I think that that's a big advantage too. So, you know, I think that they feel comfortable communicating with me. I feel comfortable with those guys. So, you know, it's very helpful to have that relationship.
Toby Gardenhire, the new manager of the AAA St. Paul Saints, and spring training's coming up fast, and I'm sure you'll get a feel at some point of what your AAA club's going to look like, but managing in the minor leagues, part of the deal is change, almost constant change in that lineup and that roster.
Oh yeah, we send guys up and we bring them down, and you know, you very rarely start out with anywhere close to the same team that you had at the beginning of the season in minor league baseball. So and that's kind of what you hope for too. You know, it's really nice to win games and have the players there that are winning and everything, but you hope to get all those guys sent out of there, and everybody that we get sent up from St. Paul is going to be playing in a Twins uniform in Minneapolis, and that's a pretty neat opportunity. So hopefully we can send them all up there.
Yeah, and there's familiarity because you've been in this system. You've been climbing the ladder, so to speak, with some of these kids.
Yeah, I know a lot of the kids pretty well. I've been pretty lucky with the rosters that they've given me in the minor leagues. I've had some of our best prospects for a few years in a row now. And we got a really good group of young, talented kids, and you know, and we should see a bunch of those guys in St. Paul this year, which should be a lot of fun.
Well, Toby, good to visit with you. Congrats on manager of the AAA Saints and getting this 2021 season underway. And I'm sure everybody, whether it's at the major league level or in the minor leagues, are hoping to return to somewhat normal with the regular cadence of the start of spring training and then, of course, the start of the season.
Yeah, thank you. We are. Everybody in baseball is really excited to get back, and hopefully we can get things back to normal, get fans in the stands where people can come watch the games. It's, you know, it's really just not the same not playing in front of fans. So hopefully we can get everybody back in the ballpark.
Yeah, and Toby, I know at the end of the season your dad stepped away from the Detroit Tigers, and I know folks have had a chance to hear from him, and he's done some interviews. How's your dad doing? How's Ron doing these days?
He's actually doing really good. Yeah, he's down here in Florida. Me and him are down at Fort Myers. We're actually out on a boat right now together. So he's doing good. He's enjoying his retirement. Him and my mom, they jump on his Harley, and they go riding around on his Harley, and then they jump in the boat. They got an RV. He's enjoying his retirement, so he's doing really well. Thank you.
Yeah, that's outstanding. All right, enjoy the day. Thanks for the time, Toby.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, there he is, Toby Gardenhire, the new manager of the AAA St. Paul Saints, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And all those minor league staff assignments are set, and it is going to be a great arrangement. When it was rumored and then it was ultimately announced that you'd have the Twins at Target Field and the AAA Saints at CHS Field, and the synergies between the two ball clubs is just absolutely phenomenal. And the fact that Major League player goes down for a rehab assignment, you've got players coming up through the system, getting ready to go to the Major Leagues, it is just absolutely tremendous for baseball fans. And CHS Field is a gem. Target Field is a gem. Two of the best baseball facilities anywhere in the country right here in the Twin Cities. Good, good stuff. 320 here at News Talk, 830 WCCO. We'll take a quick break. We'll get you up to date on some of the other sports headlines. Bad news out of the barn today. It did not go well for Minnesota. They stumble. They get blown out by Maryland. We'll get into that in a moment here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.